this stuff is pervasive throughout the marine environment. None of our trawls come up plastic free. So, but now I want to make this point. It's gotten so bad out there that we really need to do something. It's changing the ecology of the ocean in these remote places. I'm going to, you know, we protect what we love, and I love this Central Pacific Gyre area. It's beautiful. There's whales, there's dolphins, there's beautiful invertebrates, there's wonderful fish out there. There's purple snails that are amazing, the Jandina snail. This plastic is robbing them of their food. It's substrate for barnacles and crabs that wouldn't be there otherwise. Even the water strider, the halibades, is exploding out there. We've got to remove some of this stuff if we want to preserve this habitat. Indeed. It's ruining habitat. So, yes, I think because these are doldrum areas, they're calm, skimmers can be deployed there, and we need to have a serious discussion about whether or not we can deploy resources. There needs to be a pre-cycling premium on these plastics, and the big companies need to get involved in creating technology that can preserve this habitat, this wonderful habitat out there, which is being destroyed by our trash.
Callum Roberts.
Well, it's not a crazy idea to go out there fishing for plastic. And in fact, there's a program in Europe which is exactly that. They have been partnering with the fishing industry, the European Commission, partnering with the fishing industry so that any plastics that are caught in nets are actually taken back to port and put through recycling facilities. And there's also been collection of fishing nets that people use and have got lost at sea. And those are then being turned into carpeting, for example, through recycling processes.
Interesting.
It's a great way of cleaning up the sea because fishing reaches a very large area of the seabed especially.